Those on the Other Side.
Bronislava Volkova is a bilingual poet, translator, collage artist, and professor emerita of Slavonic Studies at Indiana University. A Czech exile, she lived and taught in the U.S. for over 40 years, publishing extensively in Czech and English. She continues to publish bilingual books of poetry, conducts international author readings, and participates in many international poetry festivals as guest of honor and medalist. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubin-Estorsi. Bronislava, what poems have you brought for us today?
Dog. 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 And there we have it. With capitals at the onset of each line, we mark our presence. No need to change, to strive, speak, or run. We are here, sitting, walking, living, with peaceful passion of our eyes. Those who leave do not return. But they are there. No need to speak of it. Do it. Say it. To go. No need. God. Those on the other side must surely sing, must surely relax and feast on manna of heavenly words or silence. Silence might be better. Meaning comes only with words that are unnecessary. Thus, ultimately, meaning too is surprisingly unnecessary. Oh, how liberating! That meaning of life's pursuits is actually unnecessary. Peace, poetry, poems, all this, all that, no longer calls for sweating and sharing and shouting and slurping in little steps, in large steps, with memories, with jest, with sadness, vanishing, flowing, rowing into that garden without guards and words. Dog, God. Cat, tack. Tick, tock. Love, willing. Love, living. Gone. Farewell to my sweet Kushi. Love, you're gone. Life is not the same without your fur in my hand, without the blue of your eyes, without your presence, without your seeking our togetherness, without your appetite, without your hesitant step, without your squeak. Oh, you meekest of the meek, you are no longer there to say goodnight to greet the morning with, to return to. You lost your strength and agility, your fullness and your suppleness. You remained motionless under the table in your favorite spot, with your eyes open into the unknown. I remember the little walks you took in the garden when your strength had waned, to say goodbye to nature in the last 16th summer of your life, to find peace in that which you were always so hesitant to accept. My dearest being, soulmate, companion, loyal and calm, rose of my heart, made of fine fur, oh, so vulnerable, always in need of care and protection. Where are you now? My eyes no longer seem capable of crying. Your body smelled of raspberries, and from time to time, even now, I catch a whiff of you, no longer tangible. It is time. It is time for the best and for the fullest, for the nest to fill with fluid leaves that genuinely welcome, It is time to dream and swim up the stream, to fly on the delightful wings of your graceful peace offering. Outside the windows, the wind on its knees sings its song to the sun. It reaches its arms toward the mountains where it goes to sleep.
You've been listening to Poetry by Branislava Volkova on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.